An analysis done by a good government group shows nearly half the incumbents have no one running against them. Nine others face minor party challengers. The filing deadline for nomination papers was yesterday. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the low lack of interest is somewhat surprising, considering the high opportunity to get into office. Challengers get a boost from redistricting, and incumbents may find themselves tarnished by a campaign fundraising scandal.
If there was ever a year when current office holders ought to be vulnerable, this is it. I think the lack of challengers just speaks volumes about the need for campaign finance reform. Even with the budget mess and the political corruption scandal, I think a lot of prospective challengers looked at the huge war chests that have been amassed by the current office holders and they figured it wasn't worth trying.
McCabe says lack of choice for voters doesn't promote democracy very well. This year, 51 of 116 races in the legislature are uncontested. 2 years ago, only 42 incumbents went without a challenger. Looking at the past three elections, McCabe says there's been a steady surge of incumbents getting into office unopposed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.